It was a different story in Boston last night, where despite a few tense moments, there was no violence or major confrontations following a huge demonstration for black rights that began in Franklin Park in Boston. WBUR's Max Larkin was on hand to track the rally and the protesters throughout the city, and he joins us now live this morning. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us what you would say, Max, was the general shape of last night's events in Boston.
Yeah, it started with a die-in and a march through Franklin Park, as you said. Then you had a group read poems and pray. They played music, they chanted. And then afterward, people, generally younger people, headed off, passing through three, maybe four neighborhoods over the course of the night. And as they did that, many ended up confronting police, often pretty angrily, about police brutality, a whole litany of killings of people of color, and what many would call structural racism in the city and in the country at large. And then as that happened, police were very present. Some were holding wooden clubs or in heavy military grade vehicles, and it definitely got tense given all those factors. But the vigil's organizers, including activist Monica Cannon Grant, had made clear from the start that they didn't want violence against their neighborhood. And so at the end of 5+ hours, it just never turned into a replay of the destructive ending of Sunday night in Boston, something many had feared and something that seems to have materialized in Brockton.
All right. But as you say or imply, there was a good deal of anxiety last night, I imagine partly due to what happened at the demonstration in Boston on Sunday.
Yeah, of course, that was part of it. And of course, with social media, there's an awareness that there's violence in other parts of the country, in Atlanta and Philadelphia, and of course, in Minneapolis, where George Floyd was killed. And some black activists in Boston were worried as well. The crowd last night was large and really diverse, which is a good thing in some ways. But Aziza Robinson Goodnight said it only increased the likelihood that there were agitators who are neither black nor from Boston who could prompt blowback in her neighborhood.
And I don't want to see a race war. That was my concern before. This is my concern today. Like, we're now in Dorchester. We're now in the middle of the heart of black community. I am nervous.
So, Max, after the peaceful vigil last night, as you described earlier, people spread out to several other areas of the city. And while it appears there were no major problems, there were tense moments. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Even as people were leaving that vigil on Franklin Park Road around 7 o'clock, protesters are marching back out of the park. Then these police motorcycles kind of rush by on the margin, going in the opposite direction against the foot traffic. It was scary. They were going quickly. And then when bigger police SUVs tried to do the same thing, the crowd encircled them. A young man even thumped the windshield of one of the vehicles with his hand, saying, you know, don't go any further. And it felt like someone was bound to get bumped. And yet this larger group kind of materialized, a call to keep the peace. And police ended up sort of slowly backing up their vehicles to cheers from the crowd. And so after the official vigil ended, a younger crowd walks off and police follow in buses. Many of them are in riot gear. You also have these military vehicles appear, driven by men with camouflage. Some are holding assault rifles up and down Blue Hill Ave, and then also in Dudley Square, which is still incredible to see in a residential neighborhood. And, you know, in some cases, community members were shouting back. A 30-year-old Roxbury resident, Easy Swayze, said it just doesn't feel like keeping the peace.
This type of riot here is really intimidating, and this makes us act up. It don't work. It don't work.
But apparently, Max, no one did, as Easy Swayze said, act up last night, right?
Yeah, I don't think anyone crossed that bright line on either side of the action. You know, at the end of the night, you had a few large crowds, again, largely young people gathering in front of police buildings, including the headquarters of the Boston Police Department. And the crowd was chanting pretty ferociously at a row of police behind metal barriers. One person throws a bottle at the line. But right when that happens, before things could escalate, again, the crowd called for peace. And former city councilor and mayoral candidate Tito Jackson appeared with a bullhorn. to propose kind of a constructive next step to protests.
Yeah. I'm a 6'2", 270-pound black man. I'm angry as hell.
Yeah.
Right? But when it comes down to it, these men and women back here don't set policy in the city of Boston. The people at City Hall set policy in the city of Boston.
Yes. Thank you.
So Bob Jackson then quickly acknowledged that his message, you know, you have to vote, you have to fight for a particular legislation, that's pretty unhip. But still, like Monica Cannon Grant, Jackson has this credibility. He's a lifelong resident. He's been through this all before. And he asked protesters not to risk turning what had been an effective protest into a black eye for Black Boston.
But Max, there still was a pretty powerful interaction between some police officers and demonstrators. Talk about that.
Yeah, so after that bottle was thrown, the crowd hung around, several dozen young people chanting for the police surrounding the headquarters to take a knee, that sign of solidarity that's inspired in part by former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. And then shortly after 10, most of the crowd of 10 or so police, some of them in riot gear, did just that. And it was a simple gesture, just a gesture in some ways. But I think it made a big difference to many in the crowd who did cheer, and to activist Breonna Brewster.
But today we got a knee. We sat there for an hour and a half. That's all we wanted, to show that we are protected as a people. We could have all been going home by now.
Of course, Bob, the gesture, the taking the knee, that's not the only thing these activists want. They want the four officers involved in George Floyd's death, they say, to be held accountable, more serious charges and probably a conviction. They also want laws that would bind police here in Boston and nationwide against some uses of force. And they want Boston to reckon with what they see as persistent but maybe subtle racist structures and practices. So there's a lot of hard work ahead. But in this context, I think that knee did mean something.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens tonight in Boston, in Brockton, and elsewhere around the Commonwealth and the country. WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bob.